Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Note to self, do not smoke your medical marijuana when choosing titles for your show. Hello, everybody. This is Black People Business Wednesday, and this is your host, Stacey Johnson, the Black People. And today, we are back from after about 8 months of not doing this, 8 months of doing other stuff, and I'm so happy to do this again and to return and to do the diary on Sundays and to do Black People Business on Wednesday, because Black people have a lot of business to attend to, and until we do, our sons are going to keep getting shot, everybody going to keep getting messed up, and it's because we have no leader that is concentrating on us more than they're concentrating on themselves. So today is Black People Business Wednesday, first show after 8 months. I'm the host, Stacey F. Johnson, and also the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, AAASM.org. Today is Wednesday, the 27th, and today we will be talking about a couple of things. One, we're not clowns, America's clowns, although we act like it, but now we're going into two generations of young people that don't know how to act. And, you know, I'll be 50 this year, and, you know, this is a little ridiculous. So, you know, there's a couple things. Black People Business Wednesday is all about black history, pretty much, and what I like to start with Martin Luther King and what he was thinking about when he died and what his plans for us were, because that's pretty much as far as our evolution in America, economically, socially, all that stuff, that's where it ended, pretty much, and that's 50 years. And I'll be 50 this year, and I always like to say I'm my parents' first kid born with civil rights. I was born December 1964, and I barely made it with civil rights. No, wait, I made it. I did make it. Okay, I made it. But that's important to me. And what my parents taught me is also important to me, and it's important to me enough to live it throughout my life, and to help my family, my kids, my three kids, my grandson, and now I'm going to be your grandma again, although I'm the only one that knows right now. I found out at 1 o'clock today, but my daughter's having another baby, so I can understand because she's getting old, and we want to have our kids when we're young. So we good. So today we're talking about the black clowns out there after this Michael Brown shooting. Everybody's on the spotlight, but it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You're just clowning yourself. You clowning his memory. You clowning for the next clown show that is going to happen. Until we do something about the state of black people in America, it's going to keep happening. And that's what we're talking about today. Tomorrow is the 51st anniversary of the March on Washington. And we're talking about marching and what we're marching for. Black people have been marching the past 2 or 3 weeks. What are you marching for? The people that marched in 63, 60s, 60s, they marched for a reason. They marched because there was legislation in Congress, you know, that they were trying to get passed that would help us. They ain't just out there marching with banners because they just marching. Negroes today just marching. What you marching for? You trying to lose weight or you trying to do something substantial for your people? It's just ignorant bullshit. Al Sharpton, prime example. We must need stop now. What? Excuse me. But we must need stop now when you were fat and before that perm became this new pressing curl you wearing. He's the first one that need to go sit down, and he's living proof that America don't give a damn about black people. Putting him in front of anybody, this man can't even read. He's been on MSNBC how many years, and he still can't read his own name off the teleprompter. I said it 2 years ago. I'm still saying it today. But he's out there, and when I was walking with Dr. King, Negro, you wasn't never walking with no Dr. King. And for somebody not to tell that nigga to go sit down somewhere, you embarrassing yourself and everybody else, is just, it's appalling to me. So when you get so tired of some shit, eventually you'll get up and do something. But now, I was doing something back then. I wasn't doing nothing because I was basically homeless. But now all my shit is together because I met somebody that basically helped me get on my feet. And now there's really no reason that I don't continue what I was doing before I got off my feet. And that's what Black People Business Wednesday is all about. That's what the diary is all about. And that's what black people need to be about. This shooting of this young man, it happens everywhere. I don't know why we got to showcase one event. Because I don't know why. But, you know, looking at the funeral, why was that Spike Lee at the funeral? I think I saw Spike Lee. Why the hell was Spike Lee at the funeral? I mean, really. I saw that Martin Luther King's son, dude that looked really pale, he was there. And just a bunch of movie stars and stuff. And that, to me, that's just like we on parade. And everybody's screaming. And the only pictures that the white media is showing is us with our mouth all open or looking really sad. And, you know, until somebody says, you know, stop depicting us in this way. Black people are the only people you depict in this manner, in this way. But who's going to say that? Who's going to say we got a black president that don't even say it? So until individuals like me and my kids and your kids and you finally get so fed up, because old people are tired, they ain't got no more strength, young people are stupid, they don't understand what they have, and so it takes people like me, 50s to their 60s, 40s maybe, I don't know, you're too busy watching the reality shows and shit, and that's not reality. So today on Black People Business Wednesday, we talking about that. NAACP had a banner they was marching. What you marching for? Okay, so we're going to go over what marching is all about. And what I wanted to go over today, the three organizations, leadership, that's where we fail. That's where we lack. We have these organizations, but they don't do anything. And so I thought today, what are they supposed to do? When were they founded? What were they supposed to do? So everybody knows the NAACP. They still say color people in their name. So really, are they relevant today? Probably not. The Urban League, what do they do? And also the Congressional Black Caucus. So I looked those three organizations up because they're primarily, they were established in the early 1900s for black people. What do they do? Well, the NAACP formed in 1909 and actually formed after a race riot. And their main job, I kid you not, it's a civil rights organization. And the call went out after this riot to find a way to create social justice. So this was in 1909. We in 2014. They've had 105 years to, quote, create social justice. Bullshit. So, you know, I hate people that complain that ain't going to do shit. My thing is shut your mouth unless you're going to get up off your ass. So I'm going to write a letter from the Association of African American Single Mothers and say, look, your primary job is social justice. Show me the five things you're doing to promote social justice in America for black people. That's all. Just show me. Next organization is the Urban League, also founded in the early 1800s. Now, this is the funny part. It merged, the Urban League now, merged the committee, and this is a long name, the Committee for the Improvement of Industrial Conditions among Negroes in New York. That organization was merged with the National League for the Protection of Colored Women. Those two organizations merged into what we know today as the Urban League. So their charter, their mission is stated to be, again, and I kid you not, to enable African Americans to secure economic self-reliance, parity, power, and civil rights. How much bullshit is that? And they still exist. And people giving them money, and the government's giving them money. So, you know, why am I doing this shit again? Why? I started the Association of African American Single Mothers when my daughter was 6. My daughter will be 27 in January. I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and thought, yeah, I'm going to invest in my time and my tax returns, and I'm going to do good for people, and I'm going to write grants, and I'm going to get money, and I'm going to help all kind of black people. And after about 6 or 7, almost 10 years of that shit, and somebody tell me, nobody going to help you. That let me know it was a little tougher than doing that. So I stopped, and then I got stopped. And now we're starting back up again. But you know what? I mean, it's the same thing. You can't find 5 black people who get up off their ass and do anything but go to funerals over other dead black people. My thing is, what do you do for the black people that are still walking? For my 2 sons who didn't get shot today, thank God, knock on wood, or for my grandson who's 6, or even for my future grandkid, daughter, son, what's Spike Lee ass going to do when the funeral's over? And Martin Luther King, other than being named Martin Luther King, going to do after he gets his big ass up off the pew? And all those other people sitting there in front of the camera won't do shit for the living. It's ridiculous. It's funny, and you clown yourself. And not only do you clown yourself, you clown every other black person in America. They don't take any of us seriously because you don't take yourself seriously. And these fake organizations aren't serious because if they did what they were supposed to do, we'd have civil rights at least by the time I was born. These fools started in the 1900s. Okay, so now my one that I left out is the Congressional Black Congress. And what's her name is always up there with that bad hairdo talking on CNN. They were formed in 1971, so I was a little kid. The predecessor to that was the Democratic Select Committee, and I don't remember that, so I'm old. And they were formed, kid you not, to empower America's neglected citizens and to address their legislative concerns. So basically, they're supposed to go around, talk to us, and try to make laws, pass laws that benefit us. All 3 are full of shit. Why are you getting money? I wonder if anybody ever said, you know, this is what you're supposed to do, and it's obvious you're not doing it because we're getting tear gassed and shit. And I didn't see y'all over there getting tear gassed. You over somewhere else with a banner, broad daylight with a banner, but not helping the Negroes getting tear gassed at night. Some bullshit. So how many like-minded people do I have? Who's going to live the rest of their life just seeing their people getting treated like this shit? And other people just laughing because nobody stands up and does anything. And all you can do is pray. Just pray. Just pray and go to church. And then you find out that pervert done molested somebody at the church. Then what you do? You go blow your head off because ain't none of it real. Well, you got to understand, no, none of it is real. And the only thing that is real is you. And unless you get up off of your old dusty ass and do something for somebody first where you can see them and then maybe where you can't, there ain't nothing ever going to change. And you see Spike Lee. I'm thinking, Spike Lee? I haven't seen that Negro nowhere, not even at a movie. Not in names in the title of a movie, but he at this boy's funeral and he's smiling and laughing about something. How perverted and sick is that? Black people got mental fucking issues. That's a mental issue. To sit and know your people just so suffering, and this black boy done got shot for nothing, and you sitting there at his funeral, you don't know him from Adam, but you going, what the fuck you going for? What does that mean? You only care about the ones that end up dead? That's so stupid. I want to put my foot so deep in somebody's ass. And first, the presidents of these three fools of these three lists. I need three good sets of boots. There'll be an ass-kicking contest that I will not lose. So this is Black People Business Wednesday, damn it. I think I got a better song that won't put us to sleep. And I'm taking a break. Here we go. I think I'm taking a break. Yeah, I'm taking a break. Okay, all right, okay, is it off? I don't know. Is it off? I don't know. Is it off? I don't know. Now it's off. Hey, this is Stacy, and it is Black People Business Wednesday, and it is Wednesday, August the 27th, and I love doing this because I love black people, And, you know, my family said, you're so angry. Why are you so angry? This is why. You know, I have a happy life. I do what I want. I got fired from my job. And then I just said, fuck it. I'm working for myself. And it's all worked. I met somebody that's just wonderful, that loves me even though I'm crazy, and supports me even though I'm crazy. But I'm crazy about her. So it's all good. And everything works out fine when you love your family and love your people. And that's what I'm talking about. Black People Business Wednesday is all about black history and shit you need to know. Because when I heard a black person say, oh, slavery was a long time ago, I quit talking about it, they ignorant because I'm going to put their ass back in the cotton field. Say, no, it's so long ago, we're going to bring it back, nigga, and you the first one to go. Okay? It's so long ago. So, what are we talking about right now? Part two, 51st anniversary of the March on Washington and why Negroes marching. Okay? Why are you marching? Are you marching to lose weight or are you marching for a reason? In 63, they were marching for a reason. Okay, they had stuff going on. The March on Washington was for jobs and freedom, not because a black boy got shot in the street. It's going to happen next week. They could be on a marching tour right now. If they wanted to march their asses every time one of our black young men got shot. See, and I have sons. And see, and my mama has sons, too. And my mama has six of them. And none of them went to jail, so she thinks. So I know. I don't know. I'm the youngest. They all could have went to jail for all I know. But they didn't. Because my mama put in their heads, the white man want to have your ass either dead or in jail. I said it to my sons. I heard it so much. And that's all. Who's dead? Michael, whatever. He would have been in jail because they look at his pants and they want to put him in jail for walking in the middle of the street. You know, and then the cop, good, you bring the mega cop, the one cop you got in the whole city. You bring him out there. Like, he's like King Cop and everybody going to stop because the nigga showed up. No. And then he said, yeah, my son, his pants with his sagging pants and his cap. Well, you know what? You need to stop that. Okay? I mean, why do you want your ass showing? What does that say about you, that you sagging and over to the side? To me, I mean, cleanliness is next to godliness. Let's start teaching our kids that shit. You didn't see Jesus with his robe all open and his dick showing. You see? I'm sorry, Jesus. But you didn't have your dick shown. Cleanliness, being together, being tight, being right, being clean, being neat, all of that is part of being godly. With your ass hanging out and your shit all bad and your mouth wrong, that's not being godly. So what do you attract? Ungodly things. If that's just the way of the world. You can dress like a fucking monkey if you want to, but there's going to be some that want to eat monkeys that come eat your ass. You're a human. Act like one. So for the cop to say, oh, yeah, my black son with his pants, well, then you need to teach him because he may be the next one because, unfortunately, there are a nice number of white people in charge of this fucking country that are ignorant, and there's not enough black people to counteract their asses where it makes a difference. That's where we need to start teaching our kids. Don't stop smoking the weed and all that shit. We need some of y'all to be lawyers. We need some of y'all asses to be doctors. We need some of y'all like they did every other race of people. Not niggas. Not niggas.
Ooh, I don't like math.
Well, then guess what? You're going to be pushing a motherfucking broom because somebody that don't like something intelligent ain't going to learn how to do shit. And by the time you're 50, you're going to be sweeping a broom or top-notch security, nigga. Okay? So, you can only do what you can do. So, I'm blessed. We all blessed. And if you're blessed, you need to do what a blessed person does. And a blessed person that's blessed knows they're blessed, and they know that blessings come and go, and they give them, and they give them back. And if you're black, you really should be ashamed of yourself if you're just up there for show. Oprah. Another movie, but I thank you, Oprah, because it's not showing black people suffered. So it ain't showing shit I want to see. But it ain't showing black people suffering, so God bless you. God bless you, baby. My mama would say, God bless you. All right, so what are we talking about? Why niggas is marching in 63? Year 51 years tomorrow. Okay, so you're going to see, oh, holding hands, marching. Where are you marching? Why are you marching? Go ask five Negroes why they marching. They ain't going to know. Because they said we're going to be on the TV. 250,000 people were marching. Okay, march. But you know what? March, because we got new people in 2014 in Congress and doing shit in there and everywhere. Like we did in 63 doing shit for us. What do we have? Monkeys. Monkeys only. And this must end today. I mean, it must end it when you had a perm. And you know who I'm talking about, Sharkton. Get somebody petition to get his ass off TV. Because, oh, put Sharkton up there. You want to clown black people for eternity? Yeah, yeah. But to take fast-talking ass, the Dyson, they just want to talk fast and rhyme. Put his ass somewhere. And take this Negro off. Put somebody with some sense. There got to be some people with some sense and some heart for black people, some real heart for black people. All right, so marching, and I got 5 minutes. So 63, they was marching for a reason, okay? Let's see, 25,000, da-da-da-da-da, telephone. Okay, coverage all over the place, March on Washington. And they were doing it because stated demands, they wanted minimum wage to go up, self-government for the District of Columbia. It appears they got that right. And what? Discrimination in the public and private hiring. But you know what? It takes more than the law to make shit work. It takes people behind the laws to make shit work. Okay, so Dr. King was going there marching because he was coming to get that check cash. The next part, you know, our civil rights, yeah, I can eat with you. Now I want to get paid like you. And I say it, and I say it again, and I say it again, and I say it, and I say it. That's where we stop. We're not getting, he never got the check cash. And every other Negro behind him got too scared of some bullets to go up there and take his place and get the fucking check cash. Get the damn check cash. If you getting the money, Sharpton, get the fucking check cash. Somebody need Obama. If your ass can't get the check cash, there is no check nowhere. Now, he been in there, what, 6 years now? If he ain't done something, he's still scared to say black people more than twice in a month, in 6 months. That's ridiculous. So it has to take individuals with some heart, and God knows they are out there, and people that are going to do some shit. You know, I was blessed to be able to take a business from making $65 to pay for my hotel room to making a nice amount where now I can have interns. I'm taking all my money to try to teach black kids construction, try to help people that wouldn't get no break no other time. And Sunday we're going to talk about single mothers because I'm getting single mothers calling me everywhere, Stacey. I need help with education. I need to figure out how to get money for that. So that's why I'm doing this shit again. When people just start calling you out of the blue on something you've been doing for 20 years, God is saying, hey, fool, it may be better now than it ever was. And people need help now more than they ever did. And you smart as hell. And you don't need nobody to do anything but you and me. So that's why we are on the radio. We're on the radio and on the TVs soon. No, we won't be on TV. But this is some shit. You know, I mean, black people got to wake their ass up, and they got to get some kind of leadership. And if you don't have it out there, you got to get it inside in your heart and shit and say, you know what? You know, my main thing with my parents is, like, I don't want you walking around acting like a nigga. Got 90 seconds. And everybody knows what walking around acting like a nigga was back when I was young. Now it's the norm, walking around acting like a nigga. So, you know, we got to get ourselves on some kind of, where we got some kind of self-respect. Even my 26-year-old daughter said, Mom, I think I'm going to start giving etiquette classes. That's a damn shame. They did that back in the 60s. Didn't show you right. Because you're walking around looking stupid, acting stupid, and acting like a nigga. And they treat you like one, and you wonder why. And it needs to stop. This is Black People Business Wednesday. I'll be back on the diary on Sunday talking about how single moms can get their shit together financial-wise, school-wise, and I love my people. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. So have a good rest of the week. Love you. Black People Business Wednesday, and peace.